Begin by standing in the neutral position, shoulders down in the back, allowing your mind to relax, dropping down into a suggestible state. Down, down, relaxing down, your arms hanging freely at your side. Your feet are shoulder width apart, mind drifting, drifting into the trance. Standing up straight, stomach engaged, eyes facing out straight ahead. Letting your mind go completely blank, thinking of nothing at all. Allowing your consciousness to drift, drift clear and free. As you learn this neutral posture, letting it soak into your mind. Begin the roll downs, letting your knees soften as your neck falls forward and down. You're going to spend the next few minutes visualizing a coming social interaction. You'll prime your consciousness, direct it, concentrate it, ensuring that when the interaction happens, you'll be more aware, more focused. Visualize yourself improving, concentrating on your social signaling, learning to be aware of those signals and of others' responses to them, growing in self-control, self-consciousness, building your communication skills. So curl back up slowly to standing, ready to begin. Begin the arm rises, slowly reaching up around to tiptoe, visualizing yourself in that location, interacting with others. See yourself paying more attention to your voice, to its speed and tone, keeping close track on its volume, how loud and clear your speech is, ensuring that you're not mumbling, nor shouting as though angry. Double checking each word, the text, the content of your speech, listening to the emotion in your voice. Is it soothing? Too harsh? Finally, see yourself noticing others' reaction to this, to the content of your speech. As you begin the side reaches now, move your focus then onto your eyes, curling into a C shape as you see yourself noticing your own blinking and learn to feel how dilated your pupils are, even to control them. Notice when you look away, which items you point at with your eyes. With stomach engaged, swap sides now, remembering to keep your shoulders relaxed, while seeing yourself concentrating on eye contact, on that anchoring gaze. Noticing the effect direct eye contact has, how it's interpreted, how it's understood, learning how to signal with your eyes to communicate more effectively. Then, as you stand on one leg, stretching your shoulders backwards, move focus onto your face. See yourself deliberately controlling your expression, improving emotional resonance. Are you smiling? Are you frowning? Does your expression match your intent? Pay attention to uncontrollable micro-expressions, noticing leaks in your mask. Swap legs now, keeping balance, still visualizing your focus on your expression, noticing how others react to your face, the emotions your expressions make them feel, the empathy that it builds, seeing yourself taking more control, learning to convey meaning, using all of the channels available. Now lie down to begin the curl-ups, each breath curling up, keeping your stomach held in, and move your focus onto your arms, visualizing yourself noticing their position, paying attention to what you point at, how open or closed your arms are, noting the things that you touch, the reactions of others if you touch them, paying attention to your gestures, any mimes that you may be using, learning in more detail what these things mean and how to control them, growing your ability to communicate and observing the effect that that has, how others learn to understand you more as your control over your gestures grows. Then start the spine curls, peeling your spine slowly off of the floor. See yourself in the future, noticing the position of your legs, paying attention to the way you are sitting, the way your feet are pointed. Who or what do they point at? Are they open or are they closed? See yourself noticing if your legs are tapping, if you're fidgeting or you're rocking. See if your feet are together or apart. Are your knees bent or straight? Yourself remembering to look to see how people react as you reposition your legs, reading your meaning, your intention, and registering it subtly on their faces. Hug one knee up into your chest and hold it there a while, stretching. Let yourself see the set of your shoulders. Feel the tightness of your core muscles. Push your leg up high now to stretch the hamstring, pushing up through your heel. Are your shoulders showing that you're relaxed, or are they tense up towards your ears? Swap legs. Hug the other knee into your chest, still visualizing yourself in the future. See yourself noticing your posture, the way you're sat or stood. Then push your other leg's heel up towards the ceiling, on to all fours now with a straight back. Get ready to begin the cat. Curving and arching your back. Bending with each breath. Watching your future self think about rapport. About building emotional connections. Letting your posture and gestures match. Mirroring movements. Synchronizing the way your minds feel. Learning to move and think in step. See yourself noticing other people's movements matching yours. As your minds grow closer, pay attention to your reflection of their movements and to their reflection of yours. See yourself learning, growing better at building that mental link. Then relax, roll round a chalk circle, sit in position, pushing the top hand out as you breathe out. Draw your arm up around in a circle, letting this priming sink into your mind, knowing that you'll notice others as they subconsciously react to your signals. Rotate around to reach down past the hips as your brain changes, growing. Onto the other side, keeping your mind empty and calm. Then again pushing the top hand forward. Drawing up again around in a circle. Thinking of the learning you have done. Expecting that people will hear you more clearly. Interpret you more completely. Then reaching down past the hips. Relaxing your mind and blanking it to return. To return again now to the neutral position. With your stomach muscles engaged. Your shoulders